Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm hashtag friend of the show, J. Armstrong Johnson, and I am so excited to welcome you back for part two of Broad Wasted Away, a three-part radio play. In last week's thrilling first installment, we followed along with our new favorite gumshoe, Brian Plofsky, as he used a clue found by Hannah Ellis to attempt to rescue Kevin and Kimberly, who disappeared a week before. After some help from Jack Kelly and a scuffle with some thugs, Brian successfully saves Kimberly from the clutches of the powerful role shifter Aaron J. Albano and received a clue of where to find Kevin. Now, featuring the voice talents of Brendan Stimson, Mike Feist, Ilana Levine, Robbie Rizel, Haley Pachoon, and Hannah Ellis, we proudly present part two of Broad Wasted Away. Enjoy.
Sometimes tucked away in a tiny booth in the corner of some seedy joint, some underground bar with a clientele that seems to only exist at night, I feel like I can break free from the pulse of this city, the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd, the menacing metronome that drives us all to be faster, quicker, more cutthroat, and one jump ahead of the breadline. We all say we hate it, but we secretly yearn for it. We can't wait till the next time it calls out, "Feed me, Seymour." Or whatever your name is, it probably calls you that.
What do you say, folks? Pour me another round? Or did you want to close out with me? I'm leaving, but the late night server will be here in a moment. You can always order with her.
I turned and looked at Kimberly, sitting beside me, finishing her drink. Poor kid. Been through so much already. But that's how it goes. The bitch of living.
If you need a minute.
We'll close out with you, but tell the new waiter to come over as soon as she can. We'll order our next round from her. I held out my credit card, but before the waiter could take it, Kimberly had placed a heavy wad of cash into the waiter's hand.
And keep the change.
Thank you, madam. Please call again. Do call again, madam.
Well, wasn't that the most happy fella?
Hey, big spender. Thanks for the drink.
The least I can do is buy the first round after you saved me from that cat's trunk.
You haven't said much since we got here, so I have to ask. You doing okay? I reached out and took her hand in mine. It was trembling.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave me all alone with my memory of my days in the trunk.
Kimberly, I know it's going to be hard, but we need to talk about what happened when you and Kevin were kidnapped. I understand you're still in shock, but if we're gonna save Kevin, we have to talk about it.
Don't worry. I won't fall apart. I'm not that girl.
I'm just saying. It's okay to be afraid. Suddenly, the trembling in Kimberly's hand had stopped, and her fingers coiled into a tight fist.
Brian, I am the game master of Broadwasted. I'm not afraid of anything. Not even flashbacks. Last week, Kevin texted me that he scored two amazing tickets for the weekday matinee of Dear Evan Hansen. The tickets were for us and only us, and all we had to do to get them was to show up outside of the Music Box Theater. So we went, and we waited, and waited, and waited.
Just hold on a couple more minutes, okay? I swear, this isn't a setup.
Kevin, this is ridiculous. We've been sitting here outside the Music Box Theater for close to 20 minutes. Who is supposed to be meeting us? Who told you they had free tickets for us to see Dear Evan Hansen?
I told you, Kimberly. They wish their identity to remain a secret. Just be patient. See, I'm sure this is probably them right there. See, they're waving through a window.
Who?
Those imposing masked guys getting out of that unmarked van.
Ah! Oh, no!
Oh, no! Oh, I'm knocked out.
Ouchies! I fought valiantly until someone came up behind me with an entire 3-inch binder full of Lights of Broadway show cards and brought it down onto my head. I came to sometime later. I don't know how long I was out, but when I woke up, I realized that the two thugs that had abducted us were arguing. I also noticed that Kevin was passed out next to me.
Kevin was knocked out?
No, Kevin was snoring.
Oh. You idiot! Can't believe you didn't leave the tote bag at the Music Box Theater. That was your job.
No, it was your job.
No, it was my job to take down the Game Master and drive the van. It was your job to take down Kevin and leave the Broadwasted tote bag.
Well, I turned around, okay? We're going back. We'll just leave the bag there. Why does the bag even matter?
Because our instructions were to leave the bag behind after we spray-painted hashtag they won't be found on it.
Okay, relax. It's okay. Seriously, stop.
No, she's gonna be so mad at us that we messed this up.
Okay, all right. Just calm down, please. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Okay, nothing's happened. Okay. We'll fix it, okay? We have plenty of time to drop Kimberly off at the Neil Simon Theater, and then we'll get Kevin in place for the grand finale. We'll be back at the Music Box Theater in a few minutes.
We were tied up, but I knew I could reach my purse with my emergency bag of Broadwasted gear. As quickly and as quietly as I could, I found the Betty Buckley Lights of Broadway card and the national anthem from our recent game of plot points, and I snuck them into the spray-painted Broadwasted tote bag without the thugs noticing I was awake. Then, I pretended to be knocked out. And the next thing I knew, they put a hood over my head and I was in the trunk on the set of Cats. And that is where this memory ends.
Kimberly had that look in her eye now. The look of a girl with a hard-knock life. You did good, kid. I don't need to hear it anymore. So the thugs were working for a she. And Kevin's a key part of whatever grand finale they're planning. Very interesting. Any response from Roselle about the Carrie soundtrack?
Not yet. Which isn't like him. He's usually on this like a hawk.
Well, where's our hawk?
I don't know. Does Robbie even have Kevin? And Jesus, can we get another round now?
Luckily, our new server should be able to answer both those questions. Ah, here she is.
My coworker said you wanted another round. What are you drinking? And make it quick. I got all night, but I ain't got it for you.
My friend here will have a gin and tonic. I'll have a whiskey ginger. And my good friend Ben Franklin here, he'll have some information.
I got all kinds of information. What kind might be beneficial to you?
She's one of your informants?
Honey, I'm not one of anything. Those other informants, they work in rumors, whispers, and pieces of conversations. I don't sell that nonsense because, frankly, I don't buy it. There's secrets, I can get it for you wholesale. I deal in my own unique brand of information. Substantiated rumors, small truths, little known facts.
Okay, she gets the picture. So where might we find Broadway cast album mogul Robbie Roselle?
I think Mr. Franklin may need a running mate before I'm able to share what I know about that.
Oh, look, his twin just showed up. So sing for me, my meadowlark.
Roselle was here last night. Seems he's working on a new show for that seedy cabaret bar, 45 Below. Heard him say something about a grand finale. He's spending every waking minute at 45 Below until his show is perfect. Guess he lives there now.
45 Below. I should have known.
You too. I recognize you two. You're those broad-waisted folks. Where's the one with a hat and the loud laugh? I liked him. He ever get to see Hamilton?
Yeah, he did.
Lucky boy. Well, I guess if you never find him, you at least know he had a happy life. They're doing that Hamilton concert tonight at the Not Private Theater, bringing back the entire original cast for one night. You going to that?
No, we got more important places to be tonight.
Listen, you be careful if you plan on going to 45 Below. Diva Robbie is dangerous. I never trust a man who loves flops that much. It's just not natural.
Is that all?
He's not working alone. Got some girl with him. Pretty, seems sweet. They drank Prosecco for hours. She tried to pay with this.
She took the two Benjamins from my hand, but left something else in my palm. Small and rectangular, like a Lights of Broadway show card. But not. I looked down at the card in my hand, an official Britney Spears fan club membership card.
Haley Pachoon.
She's got a dangerous streak too, that girl, so you watch out. Still want those drinks?
Hit us, baby. One more time. The buzz from our second round of cocktails created an electricity that emanated from every fiber of our beings and seemed to drown out the threatening pulse of the city. Our footsteps were setting the pace now, and our movements manipulating on the metronome. Sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour. As we stood outside of 45 Below, the seedy cabaret bar on the wrong side of Broadway, I looked at the game master, and we both just knew, you can't stop the beat. Game master, you armed for battle? Kimberly quickly flashed an entire deck of Lights of Broadway show cards, but in that really cool way that magicians quickly throw a whole deck from one hand to another to be like, look how good at magic I am. You don't even know.
I'd say I've stacked the deck. You think Kevin's in there?
I don't know. But if he is, he's the only one coming out.
With us.
Well, right, with us.
It just sounded like you meant that Kevin would be the only person to...
Right. Let me try again. I don't know, but if he is in there, he's the only one coming out with us alive.
Are we bringing out dead people?
You know what? Let's just go inside. I'd been to 45 Below many times in my day, so I'm used to a place being alive with a little night music and bustling with people. Slowly descending the stairs into a silent room, I thought, what is this feeling? So sudden and new? It must be fear. So that's what it feels like. I'd have to come back to that later. Right now, I need to be as hard as a rock. A big-ass rock. And for me, it's easy to be hard. The empty chairs were stacked on the empty tables and the lights were out in the room. Well, every light but a single solitary spotlight that illuminated a giant locker. Like an exaggerated high school locker. Well, Kevin couldn't be inside the locker. That would be too easy, right? The game master nodded to me and I nodded back before we both disappeared into a maze of cabaret furniture. Before she was gone, I heard her whisper.
Stay alive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It seems our guest of honor has finally arrived.
It's about time.
The room was still dark. Their voices seemed to be coming from all around. Damn you, well-placed speakers.
Brian from Broadwasted. I'd make the proper introductions, but let's be honest. We've all spent time getting to know you.
And Game Master Kimberly, it seems the tables are turned now. Or at least, the chairs are turned over on the tables. Probably so they could clean the floors.
Hang on!
Where are you, Diva Robbie? Why don't you come into the light?
Oh, honey. Don't try to make Broadway flop puns with me. I am Diva Robbie. And I'll say it all. Nothing is taboo.
I had to keep him talking. It was our only chance. I don't know, Diva Robbie. I don't think you're prepared for the Civil War.
I hope you had a good last meal, Plofsky. perhaps breakfast at Tiffany's.
Come on, Diva Robbie, the guests are here. I want to start the show.
Patience, my dear. Our guests are just dying to see what we've prepared for them. Any hope of escape at this point is just a pipe dream.
Brian, listen to me. You know the song Roger writes for Mimi?
My brain was running a mile a minute. What was the name of that song?
Robbie, stop her. She's ruining the show.
We can let our audience make their final statements before the curtains come down.
They should be closed in 5, 4...
I knew she was trying to send me a message and I was running out of time. What should be closed?
3...
Seasons of Love? No Day But Today? Damn it, close what?
2...
Come on, it's on the tip of my tongue. The melody is ringing in my ears.
Brian, turn back the curtains!
Then it hit me. Your eyes!
Ah, my eyes! Someone has suddenly turned on all the lights at once!
Oh, Kelly, it's bright! I wish I had had my eyes closed.
I counted to 3 and slowly began to open my eyes. Across the room, I saw Game Master Kimberly. She'd found the lights and turned every single one on.
Did you close your eyes?
Just in time. Well done, Game Master. I saw Diva Robbie crouching down, trying to hide behind the grand piano on stage, and Haley peeking out from top of the bar.
Curtains up. Light the lights. We've got nothing to hit but you, Diva Robbie.
Don't forget about
Haley began to lunge over the bar. Before I could even react, Kimberly had thrown a Lights of Broadway show card like a ninja star and taken out Haley and a bottle of whiskey. I felt bad. Someone could have enjoyed that whiskey.
Show's over, Diva Robbie. No more games. Where is Kevin?
Let me guess. You found the Carrie CD from Aaron, which is a cast recording, not a soundtrack by the...
No!
Way. And then you went to the saucy waitress in the dingy bar that knows everything, and she told you I'd be here with Haley. Wow, you are really doing everything exactly as he said. This plan is working perfectly.
Exactly as who said?
The one who's the mastermind behind this whole thing, and he's played you like a fiddle.
So, he was like a fiddler...
Don't do it.
...on the roof.
I was gonna go with he played the violin, but that's good. Where is Kevin?
Have you heard of the concert happening at the not-private theater?
You mean...
The concert performance of Hamilton by the original cast to commemorate the show still being super awesome? What about it?
Number sign Kevin Furham worked better than he ever dreamed. Kevin's not just seeing the concert. No, he's the grand finale. And I think tonight Kevin is going to become my favorite flop. When he falls from the top of the theater and belly flops on top of Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator and original star of Hamilton.
Oh my God! Oh my God, you guys!
Are you completely mad?
Not as mad as you're going to be when you realize you've thrown away your shot to save Kevin or Lynn by going on this wild goose chase to find me.
And me!
Oh no! Haley's regained consciousness! Watch out!
Brian, we've got to get out of here now!
Kimberly, get outside and secure us a ride. I'll take care of
you. You can't leave. The show is about to start. What's it called? Oh, just weapons from inside my locker.
Diva Robbie dove for the locker center stage, but before he could open it, I was there blocking the door, and the epic battle began.
Oh, you think you can do this?
I do.
I don't think so. Slack. Hamilton. Where did that come from?
I don't really know.
Good
it was
for
new.
You.
That was a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you okay?
I took a breath first.
Not anymore.
Oh my God. Do it more. Yes. No. I got the locker open. Are you afraid now, Brian?
No.
And why not?
Because I close every door.
You'll never save Kevin and Lin-Manuel in time. Never!
How fitting for a diva to be locked up center stage. Wow. Things somehow got incredibly serious incredibly fast. This wasn't just about saving Kevin now. When you tie in Lin-Manuel Miranda, Kimberly and I were basically fighting to save the world. Guess it's time to be a hero. I raced out of there and started climbing the stairs to freedom when I felt my head start to swim. That smell, that intoxicating smell. It took me a minute to place it, but as soon as I did, I saw her standing at the top of the stairs. Hannah Ellis. I smiled. I knew she couldn't stay away from me for too long.
Brian.
Listen, doll, I know you want to hold me and thank the man upstairs that I'm not moving to his neighborhood, but we got work to do. I'm glad the game master called you for...
She didn't.
I stumbled on the stairs as the sensation of my head swimming seemed to intensify. I gripped the wall to steady myself, but it didn't help. I felt like I was seeing through a kaleidoscope that was constantly turning and changing. I sat down and closed my eyes to keep from falling down the stairs. But even with my eyes closed, everything seemed to be spinning.
Don't fight it, Brian.
What's happening? I feel...
helpless? I'm sorry. I'm feeling strangely satisfied, actually. Sorry you won't get to save Kevin or Lin-Manuel Miranda, but it's the last midnight for both of them. Soon it will be boom, squish.
As everything went dark around me, I fought to say one final thing. I thought you were on our side.
Sorry, love. I was pretending.
What's going to happen to our broad-waisted crew? Will they save Kevin in time to save Lin-Manuel Miranda, thereby saving the world? Is all hope lost? Is my option being picked up so I'll be a featured part in the next episode? Seriously, these are all questions that everyone is dying to know, and I think I speak for all of us when I say we'd like to hear the answer to at least one of those questions now, because I'm trying to plan my schedule and I got offered this student film, so I was going to be... But this is obviously my priority, so I... What? Yes, I can read the script in front of me. Of course. Lin-Manuel Miranda, thereby blah blah blah. It's all hope. Okay. Is all hope lost? Find out the answers to these questions next week in part 3, the thrilling conclusion to Broad Wasted Away.
Hey everyone, it's Kimberly. Thanks for listening to Broad Wasted Away, Part 2. If you missed Part 1 and are confused, just go back through that iTunes feed and listen to last week's episode. And to listen to next week's episode, just make sure you're subscribed so you can get it, like, right at midnight, because Brian is going to put it up right at midnight. While you're there on the iTunes, just go ahead and give us a little rating and review. 5 stars would be greatly appreciated. And for next week, Episode 3, the final installment. Get ready, guys. It's so good, I promise.
Thanks again, and as we end every episode, zip to wop bomb.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.